But at 6:49, I thought we were done with this emergency traffic stuff, Ricky.
We just about are. I have some really good news for those traveling northbound on I-15. The accident that started this mess after 4th South downtown has been cleared. All lanes are open and traffic really starting to move again. But we've had a secondary crash in that mix. KSL traffic trooper Scott giving us an eyes on the road view. It has been moved over to the right shoulder. I reported this crash earlier, a secondary in the mix, about 2100 South. It's just after 2100 South, and I can see it on the right shoulder. So we're still dealing with some slowings from 2100 South to downtown. Southbound I-15 still heavy and slow from the south interchange through Sandy. Lynn Thomas?
You're wanting to head westbound on the I-215 South belt from I-15. You're going to run into a little bit of construction on the right side at Redwood Road. That's causing some slowing there. Also, the crash westbound 3500 South Decker Lake Drive has a right lane closed. Orem, we have a crash southbound I-15 just north of University Parkway in Orem. A right lane closed, but really no delays on I-15 in either direction through Utah County. Mark?
Yeah, it looks great up north of downtown and once you get to Davis County, northbound I-15, speed limits and better. Rolling up to Highway 89 and beyond. Highway 89 quickly cleared of those overflow delays in Fruit Heights. No major problems, 215 or Legacy Parkway. Seatbelts reduce the risk of injury and death over 50% when worn correctly, so click it or ticket. Nighttime seatbelt enforcement starts now. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on